is that the Gemara is saying that we do not know when a chaser should be there, when a mala should be there, and therefore all our Sefer Torah are somewhat imperfect. And therefore we can't just take out a Sefer Torah to figure out how to calculate this question. So let's just see a little bit some of the Rishonim over here on this actual Gemara. So first of all, the Gemara told us that the early people were called Seferim, and Tosfos has a different shot why they were called Seferim. Number 19, very quickly, is like Tosfos, Nikru Seferim, Pish Bekonches, Kedichsivu Mishpachai Seferim Yoish VeYayvitz. Ubishami Mefarish, Asu Kalatari Kula Misaprois. You know why the original Tamid HaChamim, meaning the Tanaim and Amorim, you know why they're called Seferim? Because they turned the Torah into numbers. Kigan Ovis Malachas, Abam Chasarachas. They always like to turn things into numbers. They're able to make a number for things. So that's why they were called Seferim, the lashon of counting. Okay. The Shitalei Delmi had a kasha. The Shitalei Delmi is bothered with the kasha by Tehillim. The Gemara says by the Chumash, there's three things. There's the mid-pasuk, mid-word, and mid-letter. By the Tehillim, all we had was mid-letter and mid-pasuk. Why no mid-word? So the Shitalei Delmi writes in number 20. Why didn't we count the midpoint of the letters in the Tehillim? Because we knew already by Tehillim it's not going to be Pashat. Because by words we knew it wasn't going to be simple. Because there's Machloikis in the Gemara. How do you count the words Haleluka? Is that one word or two words? So we knew right off the bat the number, it's going to be messed up the word, because how many times does Haleluka appear in the Tehillim? Over and over. And therefore it's always a machlokes if Haleluka is one word or two words. So there's no good way of knowing exactly how to calculate the midpoint of the words. Then the Makne points out the kash that everyone's been saying. The Gemara wants to know what's the midpoint of the letter Vav. So he says, Mashma the Pshid, it's like the Oisius Hein Musamin. Behind me the Kamin Chetzin Shalayasis, Vaykamibay, and Tsu'usin Shalayasis. The Gemara then asks, where's the midpoint of the letter? Because the Gemara is not going to be a perfect even number. So the question is, which side of the letter is the letter going to be on, this side or that side? If it would be a perfect even letter in the Torah, then it wouldn't be negated.
I don't understand the confusion.
Yeah.
If we're not sure whether it's one or two, we need to know the other construct as well.
I guess the whole pasuk won't be affected, but it will only affect the words. The number of letters should not be affected. Right. The only thing that would be affected is the words. Meaning the pasuk is still going to be the pasuk. Just the words are going to be affected. So now let's go back to this. This is all just extra. The Ikar Sugi over here is this line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Anand loy b'kiinon b'chaseishes." We are not experts. We, meaning the times of the Gemara, we do not know how a Sefer Torah should be written. Should it have a vav? Should it not have a vav? Yud, no yud, molly v'chaseishes. So right away, the Meiri writes in number 22. He says like this: "Shakol ches, shakol choser v'yeser, she'ein hadover bara kol kach." Let's say you have a shaila with a yiseris v'chaseris, and it's not clear how to go. Keep going. Shenim zebo machloikis bein sifrei hatikunim, or bein hamedrash l'maseira, ein pois l'masefet teira lehedya. Says the Meiri, when you have a question, how to write it? Should it be a mole? Should it be a chaser? It's a machloikis. It's a question. That's the Gemara. When the Gemara said we're not experts, umash lenim zebo machloikis pois l'noisay b'li shum pik. However, says the Meiri, those things that are not disputed. And we'll learn examples of those. There are certain things that are not a machoikis. Everyone holds it should be a mole. Everyone holds it should be a chaser. Everyone holds it should go one way. Says the Meiri, of course, the apostle is a safer term. So what the Meiri is really doing over here is basically pulling back the Gemara. Don't think that the Gemara means that we're totally amaratzim in safer term. No, no, we know. We just have those points that are discussions. They're machoikis. Those that are not disputed, of course, apostle is a safer term. So therefore, it sounds like from this Meiri very clearly that there are certain mole and chaser that we know. They're not disputed. We'll see examples in a few minutes. And those, l'chayra, would pasal l'sevet Torah. So it sounds like from this Meiri that there definitely is a way to pasal l'sevet Torah, even with Zman HaZeh, even though the Gemara says we're not experts in Yiseis v'chaseiros. There are different types of Yiseis v'chaseiros. Comes along the Ramah. Very, very difficult Ramah in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Writes the Ramah, again, this we also discussed in Halacha Shir, about, well, you know, what do you do if you find the psal in the Sevet Torah? Every rabbi's nightmare, because you can't call anyone. That's why it's every rabbi's nightmare. You're stuck. You're really stuck, and you got to figure something out. Not exactly an enjoyable situation. But Dr. Ramon in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah is in Kuf Mem Gim. So the Ramon writes the following: "Behold, the Moitzi in Acheres. When do you take out another Sefer Torah? When you find the psul in the first Sefer Torah, Davka Shenimso Taos Gomer. You find a real mistake. Avol Mishum Chaseris V'Yaseris. But let's say it's just a question of a Mole or a Chaser. Dr. Ramon Ein LaHoitzi Acheres. You don't take out another Sefer Torah." Why? Because our Sefer Torah are not so perfect anyways. Sha'acheres tia yosik sheira. To say that the next one will be any better. So what does the Rambam mean over here? Oh, that's the Shaila. Does Rambam mean even those that we have a Kabbalah on? Even those that every cipher in the world knows about? Or even those? Even those that every cipher knows you write it, and Afal Pika and this guy botched it, you still would keep it. How do we learn this Rambam? The Rambam is vague. The Rambam is extremely vague. And his argument is, Mishum, why bother switching another Sefer Torah? Why? Sha'acheres tia yosik sheira. Who says the next one's going to be any better? Now, if you learn the Rambam, let's learn the Rambam this way. Right? Let's say, for example, the word Sukkos. Right? The word Sukkos is supposed to have without a vote. They want to make the drasha from it, right? So let's say in Cypher school, they teach you how to write the word Sukkos. This guy was sleeping during Cypher school, and he botched it. So Anatan, if I would take another Sefer Torah, that guy didn't sleep during school. He'll know how to write it right. He'll know how to write it the right way. Why shouldn't I take out another Sefer Torah? Without the vote.
Wait.
Right. But we have a tradition. I'll give you another example. There's an Oyd Behuda. The Oyd Behuda has a case in Emor. It says, Eilem Oyd Hashem Asher Tikru Oysam. So there, the way it's supposed to be written is without the vote. It's supposed to be read Atem. Every Sefer knows that. It's a Gemara before Rishon in Rosh Hashanah. So everyone who goes to Sefer school knows that in Parashat Emor, when you get to the Mayadim, you write the word Oysam without the vote. This guy was sleeping. He wrote it with the vote. So I would say that take out another Sefer Torah because the next guy who wrote it was not sleeping during Sefer school and he knows how to write it. The Rambam is saying, no. What do you gain? Because that's Sefer Torah. What's his lashon? He says, why? Because she'ein Sefer Torah shalonu meduyokim kolkach. She'nemar to say she'acher is tia yosik sheira. So the way I would learn the Rambam is saying is good. So that guy got that vav right. But there might be 700 other psukim that no one has right. Well, it almost sounds like from the Rambam that every Sefer Torah that we have is a suffix Sefer Torah. Oh, that's what we're going to get to today also. How do we make a bracha on the Sefer Torah? Why do we bother writing a Sefer Torah? We'll get to all this today. But it sounds like from the Rambam. What? Gavaldik.
Why can't you just say that
So that's not so posh. So the Rambam himself, after he says this, he says, "Ubishasat chak she'ein letzibah rak Sefer Torah psula." If you have a pressing situation where the tzibah only has a Sefer Torah psula of ain shom misha yuchal atak, there's no one who can fix it. Yeshayimim diyesh likros ba betzibah olivar. You can even read it and make a brach. Wow. Now we're saimich halacha ma'isa. We Ashkenazi b'shua a saimich on the Rambam. The Rambam writes. Let's say, for example, the Balkari read the first seven aliyahs on Shabbos, and at Shvi they realize a real mistake, not a chosam mol. Terrible mistake. So do you have to reread the first seven? The answer is no. We're saying Mechanshit, it's a Rambam, which maybe we'll talk about the next couple of weeks. The Rambam says, B'di'eved kriyas ha-tayris kasher v'sefer Torah psula. Good. So that's a big help. So that would help us. Now, that would also make it sound like that all our kriyas ha-tayris are only B'di'eved. Very strange. But the Rambam seems to saying that you gain nothing by bringing out another sefer Torah, because maybe that sefer Torah also has problems. Now, but if this problem of sefer Torah A was because the sefer didn't go to sefer school, so why would the second Sefer have that problem? It sounds like from the Rambam that every Sefer Torah has problems. Meaning even if you go to Sefer school is only as good as the Sefer Rebbe. And maybe that Rebbe doesn't know what he's talking about. Not because he's a bad guy, because no one knows. We're all clueless. So if we're all clueless, everything we write is besuffix, and then my high one over the other. That's what the Rambam seems to say. Says the Vilna Goin, who told the Rambam this?
There's so many things about Yiddishkeit you could say that about.
No, so this is the Gemara tells us, right? Our starting point is our Gemara. The Gemara says, Anan loy bikino. The Gemara is very open. We are not experts. We don't know Yiseris v'chaseris. We don't know. So we're ignorant. So the question is, what do we don't know about? Right? In life, you always have to know what you don't know. So we're going to see what we don't really know. Okay, that's true. So let's see. So the Vilna Goin writes.
Everything.
It is. Yes.
Don't we know?
That's what we're going to see. Very good. That's what we have to figure out.
At what point was it lost? Apparently it was a point when where they were.
But... Yeah, the Gemara, we'll see. Achraim have this kasha that there's definitely a time, Bizman HaMishnah, they were Bikin. So when did things go bad? So if you take a look at number 24, the Vilna Goin, he's very subtle, says the Vilna Goin. Who told the Ramah this Chiddush? Ramah is a Chiddush. And if I open up a Sefer Torah on a day and I see that there's supposed to be a Mole and it's a Chasa Chata, it's supposed to be a Mole, says Ramah, leave the Sefer Torah where it is. It's like, yeah, Halacha Maisa. Ramah. Right? Ramah passes the Halacha Maisa. Sefer, about Kaira, knows his beans, opens up a Sefer Torah and he realizes clearly there's a Mole and a Chasa wrong over here. So first of all, today, most Sefer Torah get computer checked. And computer checked usually catches these, almost always it catches these types of things. That's the beauty of computers. AI is getting better and better. Maybe it can start passing Shilas. Maybe one day we'll talk about that. Can AI pass Shilas? Okay. I haven't heard, I'll be honest, I haven't heard very compelling arguments why they can't. A lot of things people tell me is because No, so one reason they make mistakes, the case of the lawyers, right? It makes mistakes, but that could be fixed. That will just take time. I tell everyone a little secret about them, also make mistakes. I hate to be so mean, right? But we also make mistakes.
And the desk sucker bugged me a day later.
Yeah.
Said it's still not okay, but for an extra $35, I could have a computer check. Ah. I think to myself, why don't we just computer check it in the first place?
We should, yeah. Okay, filling is easier, it's quicker. You know, I obviously we believe there's such a thing as a Messiah in tradition. I get it, but you know, some of the arguments I hear from people why an AI can't pass Kashrut are very weak. The best argument would be is because they taka don't have the right information. There's a story where lawyers, I heard about this case where lawyers got in trouble with a judge. I'm all for that. I heard from other Choshva people that AI gives wrong information. Fine. If it gives wrong information, it should not be used. But if you can taka train it. Again, AI is only as good as what you put into it. And it will be. I have no doubt they'll fix it.
The thing about AI, the worst thing about AI, is it makes things up. It will fill in gaps.
Oh, really?
As it feels that it
is. Right, so that's the problem.
It will
right.
Like, supposedly it has cost.
Right. That's the problem.
No, but it has to match.
If I give it all the storm in this room, so that it's really, again, assuming it's a spitback question. If it's a question that requires a little svara and a little bit of analysis, I hear. I'm with you. If it's a question of spitback, what does the Mechaber say in this and that? I hate to be...
Is it supposed to only somebody who knows all svara? Is that a posting?
Depending on what the nature of the shaila is. If it's the nature of the shaila is something... Right, it depends on the question. Obviously, if it's a question that requires more sensitivity and understanding, but the computer won't know when to be make. It won't know when you have a shasat chak. But if it's just a question of an open halach and shulchan aruch, which I have my issues with it, but I haven't heard great arguments. People tell me, they bring me rayas that you have to have a messiah and AI doesn't have a messiah. I don't know what all these things mean, but the point is that you have to know the information. But okay, in any case, computers are definitely taking over the world. But who told the Ramah that a sefer Torah is kosher even though it's chaser? Says the Vilna Gaon. Our Gemara Kedushin told us that we're not experts. So says the Vilna Gaon, if we're not experts, so then every Sefer Torah is really a question. Therefore, says the Rav Moh, once we're not experts anyways, so what are you going to gain by bringing out another Sefer Torah? You think that Sefer Torah is better? Why is that Sefer Torah any better? It might have a Moli Chasa somewhere else. So it sounds like from the Rav Moh, if you read the Rav Moh Kipshutai, it would sound like from this Rav Moh that every Sefer Torah that we have is questionable. Or the other way to learn the Ramah, which I think is a viable option, is that the Ramah doesn't mean that. The Ramah means we have certain traditions of how to write certain things. Those we know and they're not disputed. Then there are things we don't know about. So the things that we don't know about, Anachami doesn't pass all Sefer Torah. But if you have something that you know is supposed to be written a certain way and it's not written that way, of course that would pass all Sefer Torah. So take a look over here in the next page. Oh, maybe. I would think so. Until I saw this Tshuvas Noidi Bihuda. Comes along the Noidi Bihuda, number one, writes the Noidi Bihuda, Michtavoi Higiani, I got your letter. Vashe Shoal, and you asked me, Al Hasefer Teira, this is Sheikh of Zayin, this is the next sheet. If everyone got it, the new sheet. Says the Noidi Bihuda, someone asked me the following Shaila. Ashe Be'emza Akriya B'Shabbos Kodesh Pashas Emor. True story. Pashas Emor. Dimsa Kosav Ashe Tikuru Oysam Molei Bevav. That pasuk in Parashat Emor is supposed to be read Asher Tikru Oysam. It's supposed to be written without the vav. You open up a chumash, you'll see no vav there. But the sefer put a vav in there. Who ra'ui liyos chaser? It's supposed to be without a vav. Kibavonim sechas Rosh Hashanah daf chofei. The Gemara makes the drasha atem atem atem. The Gemara makes the drasha that even though it says the word Oysam, it's supposed to be read like it says the word atem. You are the ones who're supposed to make yom tovim. You're mekadosh the chodesh, even if you do it by mistake and even if you do it wrong. That's the Gemara makes the drasha Rosh Hashanah. Atem atem atem. So says the shoyel to the Noidi Bihuda. Maybe we can clear. Maybe this is not what the Ramah was referring to when the Ramah said in Shulchan Aruch that you don't take out a new Sefer Torah for a mole and a chaser. Maybe he meant those mole v'chaseres that we have no explicit, clear cut tradition on. But the shani b'zeshu bevade roel liyos chaser pi medrash chacham. This is an open Gemara. Gemara Rosh Hashanah. If you look up the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, there's no machlokes. No one argues. No one disagrees. The Gemara reads that it's supposed to be read atem 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 and leave it. It's not supposed to have a vav. So it's the shayla to the Noidi Bihuda asks l'chayre very strongly that in such a sefer Torah, even the Ramah would agree it's possible. That's not a question. You can't say einan. We're not experts. We are experts. Maybe we're not experts on every vav and every yod, but this one we are. And if this is the one you found possible, you should pass the sefer Torah. Seems to be a very compelling argument. And that's what I assume was Prashab Shat in the Ramah. comes along the Noidi Behudo, he writes, Yofa Hoira, you paskin correctly. She'en lahoitzi acheres. The Rav, whoever sent the shout to Noidi Behudo, he said, nope, I'm sticking to the Ramah, and I think the Ramah is even in this case, and I'm not taking out another Sefer Torah. Shaila is, why not? This is clear. This is not like a Einam Bikiyam. We are Baki. We know. So this is where I have a hard time understanding the Noidi Behudo. So Noidi Behudo writes, he says, Yofo Hira, you paskin correctly, b'malosay she'en lo'itzi acheres, da'otu ta'imishel ramah b'chaseyes v'yaseyes mishum shu sofik b'makim zeh she'me ein kantos. Mean, you assumed that the pshat in the ramah is that maybe this mistake that you think is a mistake, it's not really a mistake. Lo'ikein hu. That's not the pshat. Meaning you thought that I come across a letter, and I don't know if it should be with a vav or without a vav, so I say, well, it's supposed to be with a vav. Well, maybe you're wrong. Meaning, whatever you think should be, maybe it's just wrong because you don't know. If that would be the case, says the Noidi Behudo, but this case, we do know the way it's supposed to be written. It's undisputed. Says the Noidi Behudo, that's not pshat in the Ramah. So most of us learned the Ramah Kipshuta. What the Ramah is saying is, I come across a letter that I'll be tradition in Sefer school, they told us put in a vav, but says the Ramah, who cares? Maybe Sefer school is wrong. And therefore, why swap out the Sefer Torah? So in this case, it's not a question of Sefer school. This case, everyone knows that the Oysam and Parshas Ember is written without a vav. Mm-hmm. Says the Noidi Behudo, you got wrong pshat in the Ramah. It's not what the Ramah means. So what does the Ramah mean? Says the Noidi Behudo. No. He says, Rak loikenu, Rak tamish al Ramah. The reason for the Ramah is, Shein toy elis bahitzah sevetar acheris, the bishakar vadover, sheberoi vasvaram yesh toos bechaseh shviseris. The mistake is not in this pasuk. The mistake is in all the other thousands of psukim that exist in the Torah. So you're right. This one is written wrong. This oisom should have had a vav. So I'm going to take another sevetar. Good. So now I take another sevetar. That one has the vav out. But it has 700 mistakes spread out throughout the Sefer Torah. Yeah. What? Because we never know what else is supposed to be written.
In Suffolk, must have been there. Here you have a guy that possibly.
Good, but
maybe the other one is not.
No, because what it sounds like from the Noidi Behudo, every Sefer Torah is carrying around Suffolk with it.
It's still a Suffolk. Better than a Vade puzzle.
No,
this Sefer Torah is a Vade puzzle. Maybe the other one is good.
No, he's saying that. No, but it's not a Suffolk. He's saying every Sefer Torah is going to have the same Suffolk. Sefer. Right?
Okay,
I mean, this has us one more suffering. Okay, so Zakhtar, once already, this one has, yes, this one has an issue. And could be the Shagas, the Noidi Behudo will tell the Sefer, fix that Vav. Of course you should fix that Vav. Take that Vav out. The Vav doesn't belong. But to take out another Sefer Torah, it's apostle, he says, what are you going to gain? That Sefer Torah is also going to have a... Good, this Sefer Torah is not apostle. That's the Noidi Behudo's argument. The Noidi Behudo's saying is, what are you gaining by paying another Sefer Torah? That next Sefer Torah may have a pasuk somewhere in... Right, meaning it has a pasuk somewhere in its tzavim, in the Bereishis, in Noach, whatever, that we don't know how, if it's written properly. Therefore, says the Noidi Behudo, v'imkein ha'korchach on the soimchim, shloi lifsel b'shluch ha'seyes v'yaseyes. We don't pass on Sefer Torah because of yaseyes v'chaseyes. U'lechein in lehoitzi acheres. Therefore, there's no reason to take out another one. V'chein hu loshen ramoshom. That's what the Ramah says. She'in svarim shalonu m'duyokim kolkach she'nemar she'echad yeyoyseh kosher. Again, what's the loshen Ramah? What do you gain? Meaning, the Ramah is not denying that this Sefer Torah has problems. Avada, this Sefer Torah is wrong. It should not have a vav in the word atem. It should not have oisom. It should be without a vav. But what's your other option? Your other option is taking another Sefer Torah. And what? You're just going to have the same problem with another Sefer Torah.
So then what if you have a real talus on the first Torah? Why? So then say, I'll just continue because the next one's going to have the suffix of Malay and Chaser.
Yeah. So what's the difference between a real problem and
a Chaser? So it sounds like he's saying that we became already accustomed to not passing Sefer Torah because of Sefer Chaser. We don't. I mean, we pass on Sefer Torah for having real problems. But once something is in the category of Sefer Chaser, it no longer becomes a psul in the Sefer Torah. Even though this one is much more of a psul in Chaser of Yeser world, but the Chaser of Yeser never became something that we pass on Sefer Torah. Because it, correct.
Because, so it's like a
Mesorah
in the
space. Right, right. And now that we never have a perfect Sefer Torah, any Sefer Torah, despite its chaseris v'yaseris, we don't reject. We'll see in a second. We'll get to that in a second. So if you take a look over at number two, in the Sefer Mesorah Stam, he says, Umavur, it comes out from this Noidi Behudo, the Be'inyan chaseris v'yaseris, Karuv Hadovah, the Roi Vasfaram, Yesh Bem Tos. It comes out that most of our Sefer Torah are laced with chaseris v'yaseris problems. Voyezek Krabis Man Haramon. That exists in the times of the Ramah. Vanoid Behudo. Veloy Hirishu Elomois Alze. No one went up in arms saying, what? Every Sefer Torah that we have is full of Sveikis. Ve'enichu Kamoy Shehen. Veloy Posloisan. Everyone had no problem with this. Everyone said, yeah, we know there's problems. And we just keep on going. He said, Ela Adarab, Omru Enobikim, Behem Vizev, Ade Poshamoid. They were okay with it. They slept easy at night knowing that this is the fact our Sifrei Torah are not perfect. We have problems, we have Chaseres V'Seiros issues, but the Gemara says we have it, so we can live with it.
Why is it that the Badei Chaseres are not known? There's going to be 27 of them, and when you check the Sefer Torah, you know
good. That it goes. So that's going to be, we'll get to that in a second. That's the Minchas Chinuch's argument.
And so then you really have to be forced to be saying it's those that we have a lot of
good. Practice. That's like we saw from the Meiri. Okay, so let's see. Now, just again, obviously, this shiur is not halacha l'maaseh at all, but just to be fair and honest, I put down over here that the Mishneh Berurah points out that, first of all, the Mechaber disagrees with the Rambam. According to Sfarad, if you come across a Molei Chaser issue, you would take out a new Sefer Torah. That's first of all. He writes over here, number three, Katz of Mishneh Berurah, Shaldas of Shulchan Aruch Yesh Lachem B'chol Anyin, the Gam B'chaseyes V'yaseyes, the Katz of Kei Mishas Juvas Ginas V'radim, Maim Amod Chai Kav Achayim. So first of all, if you're a Sfaradi, this is a Rambam. Not brought down by the Mechaber. So Mechaber, if you come across a Chos of Yeser, you take out another Sefer Torah. What about the next Shaila with the Noi de Behuda? So he writes over here, Gam leminig ha-Ashkenazim, ha-Noigim, ha-Hokal, b'tosh, ha-Chaseyes, v'Seyres, Kos of ha-Chayodam, chacham, tzvi, ginas, v'radim, shem hu-toz, v'adai. So most, he quotes over here from a lot of Achrem who disagree with the ruling of the Noi de Behuda. And if it's a real mistake, kigoyin she-Chazal dorshu me-Hayito ay-Chasaran she-Bemila, if it's one of those Molei v'Chosa where the Chazal learned something from it, like the Noi de Behuda's case of Oysam and Atem, then ha-Rehu v'adai toz v'tzorech lo-Hayti Sefer Torah. So a lot of people argue on the Noi de Behuda. The Noi de Behuda, I wouldn't say, is necessarily Muskim Balkoy LaHalach LaMaisa, but the Noi de Behuda learned the Ramah that way. He learned that according to Ramah, even a mistake that we have a tradition on, and we know how it's supposed to be written, and Sai from around the world write it this way, and you write it the wrong way, it still wouldn't possibly say the Torah. However, he points out that quite a few Achrayim disagree with this Noi de Behuda, Halach LaMaisa.
What do we do?
And Achrami, maybe if you have no choice, you can be Samach on those
points. What do we do today when you do have?
I think most of them would probably take another Sefer Torah. I think so. I don't think they use something like the Noi de Behuda. It's only from the Noi de Behuda is that once we no longer have any Mila, there's nothing to gain from the next Sefer Torah. So why go through Kavanah Torah, maybe Bezayinah Torah? There's no reason to just go through the procedures. Now we come to a whole new Shaila. This is very controversial. The Shagasaya has a Gavaldic piece over here, Tshuva. In this, the problem is mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah is found in which parasha? Vayelech. End of Chamishah Chumash Torah, right around Yom Kippur time, no one is being Mamar Sedra. Right? You're trying to just get up for slichas, managing Yom Deroim, you're really not learning the Chumash. But there's a lot of Gishmak HaPesukim in parasha Vayelech. One of them is the pasuk about Kitzvu Lechem Es Hashir Razois, which might be the makor of the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, which many Rishonim count as a mitzvah. A mitzvah, every Jew has a mitzvah, deiraisa pashtas, to write a sefer Torah. How many of us fulfill that mitzvah? Very few. We'll see. I brought down over here interesting back and forth with the Chafetz Chaim.
Why didn't we say by buying sperm, you also...
So there's a famous sheet that's a Rush. Rush writes that today, since we don't use Sifrei Torah as our mode of learning, we take the Sifrei Torah, we use it just for Kriya. So the way we became the mitzvah is by buying sperm. That's the sheet that's a Rush, which a lot of people are saying, we'll discuss it a little bit later, maybe next week, using that practically. But that's a question. The Shagasaya says, I have a whole new reason why you shouldn't feel guilty that you don't own a Sifrei Torah. And my wife has a cousin every single day. He has a little extra change. He puts it in a big box. And his dream is one day is to buy a Sefer Torah. Beautiful. The Shaila, should he do that? Why? Because the Shagasaya Tainas, he thinks there's absolutely no mitzvah deraisa today to write a Sefer Torah. Right? The Shagasaya number four.
Is it in the Minyan Mitzvah?
Yes. Many of them have it in the Minyan Mitzvah. Many Rishayim do. Yeah. Okay. So he writes, Mikol Mokum Yuchulani Lifter Midin Acher. So first he says, he goes through the whole Shaila with the Rosh. Maybe today I can get you out of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah because of you Mekayim by buying Svarim. Right, so if you buy Svarim, then you're Mekayim. I hope you can be Yotzei with Svarim. I just spent a lot of money on Svarim, so I really hope I can be Mekayim.
It's also a Chochmah.
It's a Chochmah, for sure counts. No Shaila by me. So I really hope I'm Yotzei with the mitzvah of a day buying Svarim. So he writes in the Zokta Shagasai, Mikol Mokem Yuchulani Lifter Midin Acher. I have another way of getting you out of the mitzvah derice. Says that you can't fulfill this mitzvah. You can try, but since we don't know how to write it, so you're wasting your time. What are you going to do? You're going to write a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah obliges itself. They're not yet to the mitzvah.
What do you mean?
No. First off, you go like the Noi de Behuda, and the way it sounds like from the Ramaz, even our Sefer Torah all really fakes. Even we think we know, but we don't really know. So Zok to Shagasar, you're wasting your time. He says, "Varei Sefer Torah shechaser or yes, Rafi lo isachas sula imkain ein biyodeinu lekayim mitzvahs." Wow. Zok to Shagasar, take a mitzvah of the Torah. Scratch it off.
Wow.
Now, the truth is, this is not so far off from what we do with Chelas. Right, last week's parasha, Chelas. Right, what do we say with Chelas? We say we can't. We don't know. So we don't know. We don't do. Simple. So granted by Chelas, the halacha is that it's not ma'akib. Chelas is not ma'akib. It's love and love. It's not ma'akib. It's a Chelas. So we just put on white sittis and we move on with our life. But really, the argument always was, is that we have a mitzvah that we're not doing. So that's why the whole movement became to start putting on tchelis. The counter argument is, and we're not getting into this today, is that no, we can't do it, so we don't do it. Go home. Don't feel bad. You can't do it. Says the Shagas Arya, we can't write a Sefer Torah today. We just can't. So why bother?
The questions they ask you, Shemayim, is you,
yeah.
Somebody didn't have to get
that. And Achrami.
But if he tried.
That's right. That's right. And Achrami. Okay. So, he'll get some credit. Good. Uh-oh.
You get the mitzvah.
And Achrami. So by Tcheles, you have to, that's why the argument, again. Exactly. Exactly. Right. I mean, anyone who believes, I shouldn't say that. It's not 100% true, but those who assume that the Tcheles is real would tell you to put on Tcheles. Because they say, why not? Now there's a big cut. Oh, what's that? That's what I want to get to.
Don't they say that you may know that in your kit, since I don't have what we need, it's full of the
stuff. Yeah, that's the counter argument. But that argument to me is a lot weaker. You know, I'm not saying that might be the brisker argument based on a base of Lady's Tshuva. That even if we know, you still need a Messiah. That's one side of it. The question is, why do you need that Messiah? Who says that? Why do you need a Messiah?
Because we're always in halacha.
Not for something where we have enough information without it. Again, this is a lot bigger discussion. Yeah. Now, that's the brisker argument. The brisker argument is that we need a Messiah for everything. If we don't have a Messiah for this, we're not going to do it. So again, so that's why the briskers don't put it on. The Hasidim don't put it on. But the rest of Klai Yisrael struggles with this. But the big cash is like this. And the same cash they have by Tcheles. What do you lose? What would I lose by writing a Sefer Torah? Or we'll see where Moshe asks it even stronger. Safek Daraisa L'chumra. I should have to write a Sefer Torah. And maybe not. But at least I'll Safek Daraisa. I have to do it. I mean, this is the argument you make by Tcheles. What do you lose by putting on Tcheles? Not only what do you lose, maybe you have to put on Tcheles because of Safek Daraisa L'chumra. Safek Daraisa L'chumra is if I don't know what I'm doing, I have to be Machin.
Then you're writing
this. Oh, good. That's going to be one of the choices for Sefer Torah. Now, it doesn't help for Tcheles. So the Lomdash Teres they say over, and this might help for Sefer Torah also, is Safek Daraisa L'chumra means that if I do it again, I'll for sure get the mitzvah. That's an example. I don't remember if I benched. Maybe I benched, maybe I didn't bench. So I bench again. Now that I benched again, I know for sure I benched. I could put on this tchelas, and after I still don't know if I got the mitzvah. Same thing with the Sefer Torah. I can write 100 Sefer Torah. I still will never know unless I write every configuration. But I don't know if that's shy. You're going to have to write every version of a Mole and a Chasser, everything. It's almost impossible. Then, what? No, because you can't tell me that I have to do something because of something that writes to the Chumdah. Something that writes means I have to do this to make sure. What do you mean? I can do this 100 times. I still won't know if I'm doing the mitzvah. That's a counter argument for this shag. Now we'll see.
For the bracha
either. Oh, we'll get to the bracha. Well, a lot of things we have to get to. So this shagasai is the chiddush of the day for sure. The shagasai says we can't be mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore we have no mitzvah. So when the Torah gave us the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, it wasn't today. Very, very reform sounding, right? No mitzvahs today because we can't do it. So there was one time, a point in history where there was shag. Either Bizman Atanoim, early Amaroim, but today it's Okta Gemara. Anan Loi Bikir Bechaseis Viseris, therefore there's no mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, which we'll see.
Discourages people for spending money on writing the Sefer
Torah. Yeah, we'll see. Chai Adam writes like that. He says people should use their money for other things. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. You got to be very careful about this, but this would be an argument that if I have an extra $50,000, or I heard Stam went up, so it's a little bit more than that. Now it's 100. If I had an extra $100,000 sitting around, which I definitely don't, would I either give it to write a Sefer Torah? Would I give it to support the Kailal or Yeshiva or needy, hungry people? I don't know. I don't know if it's about. And I'll show you a Shaila, not so poshut. But we'll talk more about the Shagasaya. But this Shagasaya is Mamash HaChidosh Nefuch. Shagasaya says, because of this Gemara and we're so out of the loop, there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. So take a look over here, number 5 in the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer is dealing with a different question. The Chassam Sefer wants to know, why don't you make a bracha when you write a Sefer Torah? Anyone's ever been to a Ksiva Sefer Torah? So the whole ceremony, the whole procedure, and then whoever writes the last letter, there's no bracha recited.
Why should you write it? The mitzvah is to learn. The mitzvah is not to write.
Of course.
That's what we're talking about.
Mitzvah is to write.
Wait, but doesn't it mean upon completion?
Good. So the guy who writes the last letter, the Sefer who writes the last letter, should make a bracha. Right before the last letter, he should say, Sefer Torah. Whatever the nusach
should be. So maybe the reason is if you don't know what the
very good.
If you can make a bracha on a
very good. Zavtich Sam Seifer. This is an Aruch Chaim Chelik, I believe Chelik Aleph. He has two tshuvas. One is in Nun Beis and the other one's in Nun Talit. So I tried to make a differentiation between the two tshuvas. Says Sam Seifer. Al Divrei Mechtu V'cha. You wrote to me. Pilpul Aruch. She'en Negei Ledina. Halacha Ma'isa L'Shaitai. You wrote me a long pilpul which was not Negei Halacha Ma'isa. Uchalikach Mo'i La'ayin. Ulheishim Neitir. This rabbi is La'ashim Tzvachim Halacha Ma'isa. Great line from the Chassam Sefer. You wrote me a longer lumdish shishtikal Torah. I have no time for it now. I'm busy passing real shilos, halacha maisa. A throwback to yes, last week's sugya, but you got to stay focused on halacha maisa, not for pilpul. And the Chassam Sefer, was a ganz fine alamdin, right? He knew how to do pilpul also. So he writes, I didn't have time to look at your shiloh. Ach. But you asked me something. My time of why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah deiraisa of ksiva seva Torah? The Rambam, well, the roiva poiskim that feel was mazeh shein askanu el b'shasu poiskim mukomak a mitzvah lichtav seva Torah. Even though today most of us don't learn from a seva Torah, very rarely you find someone learning from a seva Torah. Seva Torah was designated today for kriya seva Torah. It used to be seva Torah was the way they used to learn, but today we don't do that. We have svarim. Today we don't even have svarim. Today we have computers. And you walk into a base medrash now, some yeshivas, you don't even see, you just see computers. You think you don't know where you are exactly. You're like on Wall Street or something. Everyone's just sitting at a computer. Now they're learning. I'm not saying they're not learning. A lot of them. You'd be shocked. You walk to yeshivas now, you'll see laptops all over the place.
Every yeshiva. Charging.
Lakewood, everywhere. Everyone's typing.
Charter, you see it in YU, you see it.
You see Swarm also, but you see guys sitting with computers. Yeah. You think they're like a meeting or something. Everyone's sitting with the computers typing. They're writing up Swarm, they're writing up Shurim. And I'm not knocking. I think it's beautiful. Everyone has Yotzer Chochma now. It's not cheap. I don't know how everyone affords it. All the yeshivas. I was in the Yotzer Chochma office in Williamsburg getting my computer fixed. I heard he's on a phone call with a guy from Lakewood. A guy in a shul in Lakewood wants Yotzer Chochma. I don't know why a shul in Lakewood needs I'm not knocking any shul. I don't know why any shul needs Yotzer Chochma unless the rabbi's using it. They're saying Yotzer Chochma is a very specific based type of thing. And it's not cheap. It's thousands of dollars. But now it's everywhere. You go to all these yeshivas. They have it. The bachem on the computer. Again, I'm not knocking it. I don't think it's a bad thing. But I think you'd be surprised when you walk into a base marriage today and you see laptops. Used to be notebooks, maybe a recorder here and there. Now it's a much more, digital type of experience.
By the way, that was the whole thing they had with David Lichtenstein. I don't know if you heard it last week, with Schechter on there, about whether you could feed it with,
I talked about AI before.
Oh, you spoke about that?
A little bit before, yeah.
I missed it.
That's the other issue. So Zog the Chassam Sefer. He said, what's up, Shat? The actual writing is a mitzvah. Even though you don't have to learn from it. And not like the rush. The making it is a mitzvah. Why don't you make a bracha? That was the shayla. Answers the Chassam Sefer numbers.
Did they make a bracha when they knew before?
Oh, that's what we'll see in a second. So right, Dr. Chassam Sefer, Avlin is daiti en kushizu, tzrichim lefnim, ki ilu haya chazal bikin, mechaseis v'yaseiris, haya mitakdin bracha l'sevetayra. You're right. They would have. If they knew enough, if they knew every mole in chaser avada, they would have a brach. Avol yan she'am atzman lo hebegin. But since they themselves acknowledge that they're not experts, kibavor bekedushin lamed amaral tafil b'psukel lebekinon. Va'oy di ikakam mipam damesayir poligashas bekaitzim kamesayiris. Sometimes you have a mesayra im lemikra im lemesayra. How do you write it? And if it says some sefer, it's just too tricky, and that's why there's no brach. Now Reb Shmuel Vosner points this out, but it's clear it's pasha. The some sefer is not nearly as extreme as the Shagasari. Right, he's not saying, and therefore there's no mitzvah b'chol to write a sefer Torah. He's just saying, of brachas, we don't write it. He's not saying the Shagasai was saying a moridig shilish. Shagasai was saying there is no mitzvah b'zmanazet to write a sefer Torah. Use your money somewhere else. The Chassam Sefer is not saying that in this tshuva. He's just saying that you're not going to make a brach because we have a rule something brachas lachem. He's not jumping the next step and saying, and therefore every sefer Torah is not worth writing. That l'chayu the Chassam Sefer is not saying. He's just explaining that there's no bracha. So many achronim point out, lefidus some say there must have been, there was a time when there was a bracha. Right? Bisman atanoim, there must have been a bracha. Why don't we have any text of such a bracha?
Right. Also,
that's a kash. It should be somewhere.
You could say without shame and
mockery. You could do that also. Oh, you're going to have, for the goyim. So someone wanted to tell it to me that the brachas were in a sake magic and a sake gedol. That's like that by the time they came around, there was already, and it became beseis for chaseris.
All the brachas?
A lot of the brachas were made. Again, not all the brachas, but some. But there were definitely brachas that we had dating time back to the times of the Mishnah. So that bracha should be somewhere in a Mishnah somewhere. Right?
But wouldn't it make a difference if the bracha is at that point in time, that the Maisa of starting to write it is okay. It's not based on the completion of the...
That's what he talks about in the Tshuva. I didn't get into it. But he does talk about when would you make the bracha. When did you start? When you finish? The pashas would be towards the end, right before you finish the writing. You make it.
Wait, why wouldn't it be over the series?
Yeah, because you never get to the end.
The
right, it takes the guy months and years to write it. So that again, that's some right. So some type of deals with that in the Tshuva. To be fair and honest, he does talk about that. Sure. Oh, that there were no brachos in Zman HaMishnah.
We have a Ksugi and Gemara about writing a Sefer Torah.
Yeah, sure. Well, no bracha. Menachas all over the place. The Gemara Menachas is very old. I'm saying there must have been. There is no mention of a bracha. No. The question is the idea of brachas existing already Bizman HaTanoim? Okay, Bizman HaTanoim, they were Bikim B'Yaseis V'Chaseis. So many Achronim ask, if that's true, according to this, some say, there should be a text somewhere. Maybe we can't say it today, but it should exist in the world. We don't find anywhere a text that says a Nusach of Ksivim.
Right.
So we definitely know there was such a concept of making brachas, even Bizman HaTanoim. Why don't we have it? But take a look at the next Chassam Sefer. This was, I couldn't pass this up, even though it seems almost redundant, but it's very gishmak. The Chassam Sefer has another kasha. Why don't we make a bracha on Minu Hadayonim? We have a mitzvah that writes, you have to point judges. So Chassam Sefer wants to know, why don't you make a bracha when you appoint a judge? Right? You know, we know in the secular world, when they appoint a judge to the Supreme Court, it's a big deal. Right? Usually his reputation gets ruined before he becomes a Supreme Court judge, right? They run his past, what he did when he was 9 years old, right? When he was 3 years old, they run it through the media, he becomes the worst person in the world, and then he gets appointed to the Supreme Court. It's an amazing thing.
Well, maybe for the same reason with the Sefer Torah, with Hatzeiros Reis, we don't know who says this judge is so good, like you said.
Zog the Chassam Sefer.
You appoint a king?
It's a good question. No, I don't know. Why not?
But I don't think we do.
But why not? Taka pasuk the chumash. So I'm testing malach
amalek. Right. So why, if you don't do
Kriya? No.
They had brachas.
Like, there were no kings.
Oh, so that same kash. Someone wanted to me also. Maybe the only time there's a mitzvah of appointing Dayanim was already same time. We weren't making brachas yet. But I don't know if that's so partial. You're telling me before this man at time in the Gemara, they weren't making brachas? I know brachas at the Rabbanan. I acknowledge that. We all know that. But you're telling me the brachas only started so much later in history? I don't know. Maybe. When the Jewish people ate matzah and mortar in the Midbar, they didn't make a bracha on it. I don't know. Some they did.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because this whole shaila, what bracha did they make on the mud?
That's true. There is a big shaila. Mun wasn't mitzvah. The question over there was brachas hanenin, but that's also rabbinic. So some taka tumo more about the benching than they do about the bracha rishayna. Yeah. And their answer is bracha rishayna they didn't make it because there's only the rabbonim. It's a question.
They bench?
Benching is derisive.
No, I'm saying so in the Midbar they bench?
Yeah, that's where we learn our benching from. That's one of the places. We might even learn Brach. We shine it from the Mon. We discussed this, I think. So let's see Nachum Sefer's answer. He says, It's not only in the times of the Chumash. This is very Gishmak. Says Nachum Sefer, once again, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to judge? And appointing the judges are only a Heksha mitzvah. Or the mitzvah is to appoint a judge and to have a judge, even if he does absolutely nothing. Right? The Supreme Court is always on vacation. It's a Mordi Gazach. I would love one of those jobs. They're always off. They sit like, I don't know, more like once every who knows what. Right? So Zakhti Chassam Sefer, he says, Mikomokim Chiv Liyo Shoiftim Imunim. The mitzvah is to have them appointed. Ukimoyishim Evorchim Abadikas Chamat Afilu Lo Yimtsa. Kimichuiv Shiyivde Gakapon Mimtsa Lo Yimtsa. Right, Chassam Sefer is going back to the old child we have by B'digas Chametz. Maker idea of a guy does B'digas Chametz, he makes a brach. He doesn't find anything. The answer is the mitzvah is not defined. The mitzvah is to be boidik. We have a chumra of the Ramah that we put at the 10 pieces of bread because of this problem. But the Chassam Sefer is saying, strictly speaking, the mitzvah is to search. Search doesn't mean you're going to find. Therefore, says the Chassam Sefer, Mina HaShoifim is the same thing. The mitzvah is not to judge cases. It's to have a judicial system in place in case a case may come your way. Therefore, says the Chassam Sefer, "V'achanami mischayv lahamit shayftim u'mikamokim emivorchem." V'atam nereli ha'adam yireh le'enayim. Person sees what he sees. Ule ha'shayftim shonam emanim einam al pi din teira. L'chavetz Hashem. Maybe we picked the wrong judges. Maybe we taka picked the wrong guy. Ulei ikad dadifim. Now, this part I don't know what he means by that. Maybe there's someone better. And the Gemara says in Be'ah, the Gemara says if you have a judge that's better than this judge, then it's no longer a mitzvah to go to him. Doesn't say you're even aveir. The Gemara just says it's negated to doing judging on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara says if you have a better judge, then it's not a mitzvah to go to this guy. So here the Chassam Sefer is saying is that maybe you didn't get the mitzvah in. Well, Mishamachi nearly aim of our Chaksiva Sefer Torah. Avagav Dak Siva who Gemar Mitzvah. Mishum Doloi Bikiim Mechaseis Veseis. Rafilu Chach Mei Talmud Loi Hoyu Bikiim. Al Kain Ein Levarach. Why? Ki Sefer Torah Shechase Bar Isachas Eino Yoytzi Dechavosay. A Sefer Torah that's missing gets no credit. K'meshe Chasav Chazal Perek HaKoymitz, that's Menachas. Efshe Sefer Torah Chaser Ois Achas Nemoisham Alakuach Sefer Torah Zer. Shema Minol Loi Nikru Sefer Torah Chaser Ois Achas Kut. Sefer Zokter Chassam Sefer. It's not a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, missing one letter, one more, one less, is not a Sefer Torah. Therefore, says Zechon Sofer, you cannot make a bracha because it's impossible for you to fulfill this mitzvah. So now we have a chiddush from the Shagas Aryeh who says you can't do the mitzvah, and the Chacham Sofer says you can't make a bracha.
Is that only because of the plusser possibility, yeah. or just not
no,
the Sofer made a mistake?
No, right. So that we're not choishes. We're not choishes that the Sofer was, you know, didn't get a good grade in Sofer school. We're just choishes that you can't. Right. We don't know. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch. This Minchas Chinuch has found the mitzvah Tov Reish Yud Gimel towards the end of Parshas Vayelech, and he's very troubled by this whole sugya. He writes it this. We have a very big problem with the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah today. The Mavor, because who was it? Boy Reb. Who was it already? Abbreviations. Minchas Chinuch is known for his abbreviations. So if you ever learn Minchas Chinuch, get the new Minchas Chinuch. He fixes all the abbreviations. It's very hard. Sometimes I crack my head to try to figure out what on earth is the abbreviations. If you get the new, I only have on my computer the old version. I don't know why they don't update it. Right, Yosef, thank you. But it's laced with abbreviations. So if you really want to figure it out easier, get the new set of Menachas Chinuch with the footnotes on the bottom. Great sefer, great limud is Menachas Chinuch. So he writes, the fees are mitzvah of the mavor because you should not allow me vav the gochun. The Gemara answers, inu have a bikin, they were bikin, anam le bikin, imkain, says Menachas Chinuch, kivan dein onu bikin, since we're not experts, imkain efshir, tesvinon mole chaser ibcha. We're going to end up writing it wrong. The aimikaima mitzvah klau. That was an easy one. The Shagasai already points this out in Simulam Zayin. Liftor mi mitzvah zubiz mazem mitam deinu bikin bechaseus v'yaseus. So he quotes the Shagasai. The Shagasai we all read together. The Shagasai seems to say that today, bizmanazem, there is no mitzvah of ksiva sevetor because you can't get it right even if you try. Frektem min chaschinach vene al korchach betfilin. Frektem min chaschinach, one second. What about our tfilin and our mezuzahs? I understand. Why does everyone spend so much money buying tfilin? You're wasting your time. The tefillin could be possible anyways. It might not be good anyways. The same problem. Mezuzahs, why are they so pricey? You're putting something on your door that might not even be kosher anyways. Well, it's the whole spiel. Same problem.
There's no problem.
No, maybe it's something we know that.
Zok the Minchas Chinuch. Why do we have a Messiah that more than the Sefer Torah?
Because we have to write tefillin.
That's Minchas Chinuch's answer. Very good. That's the Minchas Chinuch's answer. Says the Minchas Chinuch, "V'hinei, akolchoch betfilin ba'arba parshis bikinonu." Dimlav hochi. If you don't say that, mitzvah tefillin repefus. We'd also have a problem with mitzvah tefillin. Akolchoch means it's lost. It's not around. We don't have it. Kivon dehu mitzvah tamidus v'heim rak dal parshis lo yishochuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a very practical reason. First of all, tefillin were being written constantly. Every bar mitzvah boy needed a pair of tefillin. Not every person needs a Sefer Torah. Today, Baruch Hashem, you have people, they mamish, they travel with their laptop and their Sefer Torah. It's beautiful. People have carry on Sefer Torah, people go to it's fantastic. But it wasn't like that. It used to be, well, there's a Sefer Torah in the city, and that was it. Says the Minchas Chinuch, but everyone had film. Everyone had film. So that Messiah remained. And everyone had mezuzahs also. And tefillin Zokter Minchas Chinuch was only for parshis. You could be an expert on a lot, much less than the entire Sefer Torah. There are some, yeah. So he writes, this is a pshat from Menachas Chinuch. It's a historical pshat. He's saying that the Sefer Torah was much bigger, much more to remember, and not written as frequent, as opposed to tefillin.
We're talking about Gaonim, right?
Yes.
So let's say there's 12 in a tefillin and 400 in a Torah. We're not capable, but they
are. So that's Menachas Chinuch's kasha. He says, Umikomakim kasha. Now is the next question. He says, Kibun dezegamke mitzvah tasei. He says, one second. Writing the Sefer Torah is also a mitzvah. And I would add, every community needs a Sefer Torah. It's not like a random thing to write a Sefer Torah, right? Even today, every once in a while, there's plenty of Achmasa Sefer Torah throughout the world, even though there are plenty of Sefer Torah in every Aron Kodesh. You go to every shul, they have more than enough Sefer Torah. They have more than they need, right? So, frankly, in Chassidim, I don't understand. Kiven de zegam ke mitzvah to say, eich loy nostu libam, shoy lishkayach. How could no one remember this? So strange. How could it be that no one remembers? The loma nishkach li me'amaroyim. Why did God forget bizman amaroyim? Ki b'me'a tenoyim lo nishkach. It existed in the times of the tenoyim. Ki mevor b'sanhedrin davdal gabi im yesh l'mikro v'yesh l'mesayir ayin shom v'dar shu habi drosha ayin shom l'taisvis v'eich nishkach li me'amaroyim. How did this happen? How could it be such an important part of Jewish life was forgotten? On Nebuch, we know a lot of menhagim were lost because of the war. And a lot of people don't remember what they did in Valtaheim because, you know, it was a tough time. So that we understand certain things God forgot. But here, what do you mean? We forgot how to write a Sefer Torah. How could this be?
It's not only that. You had existing Sefer Torah that were written before.
That's right.
They copied from one. They had the codex or whatever they had. They had the one master copy that everybody
So what happened?
To get to the next
What went wrong? Where did we go wrong? That's the Kashem Nechasson. Where did things go haywire that we just, now we're just all clues? So he says a gewaldig chiddush. Says the Minchas Chinuch, on the next day, the Birur and Shodvarim, the Yesh Shnei Mine Chaseyes V'Yaseyes. Says the Minchas Chinuch, there's two categories of Yaseyes V'Chaseyes. What does he say? He explains. The Ayideh HaChosra Ayet and Shtana Perish HaTeva. One is that it changes the translation of the word. O Yuchel Ishtanis Kahano the Mevor B'Sanhedrin. Erech Moshe gives an example. Ksiv Basukah is Chosra. The word Sukah is written without a vowel. V'Ayideh Zeh, and because of the Tarshina, the Sukah Shetachas Abai is possible within drushes. You can't put a sukkah under a house. Or Shtaim Kil Chosam, we learn from there that you'll have two good walls. The sukkah is Chosam Mashma Achim because it's Mashma 1. Ayin Shom. Imkain. Biksav Mole Mishtana Hadin. If you're going to put a vav into that word sukkah, you change the halach. That's a big deal. So he writes, V'loi Mashma Lehepach Oikidoyme Karne Mole Chosam Mishtana Hadin. Ki Mole Hu Shnaim V'Chosam Achas Ayin Shom. Plug the Sham Hill, good. Now he could have put in our case with the Noida Behuda. The Vav of Oysam by Yomtif, that's supposed to be with Atem instead of Oysam. He doesn't put that one in, but it's all the same idea. So he says those types of Moli Vichaseris, he says, that's one category. That category of Vada we know about. Then there's the Chaseris Viseris that don't really change anything. Kigoin, Aroy Mipashis Titzavin, Besamach, Yesh Mesiris, the Nechta Mole Bavav. Right? The letter Aaron, how to write the name Aaron, the word Menoira sometimes appears with a Vav, sometimes appears without a Vav. The Chen Reis Mesiris, Yoshonim, Ach, Harbe Bal Mesiris, Chok, was it? Different people argue. The Chen Noigim in the Ayn Bachrin, the Chen Ptsuadaka, the word Daka, and the word Ptsuadaka is a big machloik between the Vilna Goin and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Is that with an Aleph or with a Hey? Even till today, we're disputing it. Says there's two types of chaseis v'yaseiros. There's chaseis v'yaseiros. I put the right one. Yeah, that I'm trying to see. Which one did I give you that? Yeah, I gave the right one. There's two types of chaseis v'yaseiros. Says the chassam. There's the type that has major implications, like halachic implications. Then there's just a question of yes, no, doesn't change anything. Says the chassam, beautiful. Avada, those Molei V'Chaseiros that make a difference, we knew ganz fine about this. Every Sofer knew when to put a Vav in Sukkos, when to put a Vav in by Atem or Oysim, that they knew. So what does the Gemara mean, Eina B'Kin? It means those that didn't matter. And that's why we didn't remember. Because it didn't matter. How long
I? So then why can't you make a bracha? Because the most important ones we remember.
No. It's like, at the end of the day, the Sefer Torah still needs to be written the way it's supposed to be written. But the Menachas Chinuch is pulling it back and saying, one second, let's calm down a second. He's saying, Avada, meaning, first of all, he's arguing on the Shagat Sariah, and he's definitely arguing on the Noid Behuda. Because what's he saying? He's saying that there are real Yuseis V'Chaseiros that exist in the world. The ones that are drushes are real. The Noid Behuda said, no, don't worry. Even the Oysim and Atem is not a problem. Says the Menachas Chinuch, no, not so bad. Says the Menachas Chinuch, there's two categories. And now he explains, how do we forget them? You know why we forgot them? Because they weren't front and center in our mind. You know why? Because they didn't matter. I don't mean it negatively, Chas V'Shalom. There was. Those were all the things. No, because those were the things. There were two types of Messiahs. There was a Messiah on those things that had halachic ramifications. And then there was a Messiah on the other things that were, some people did. That was, I guess we call that like Menhagim based. So I have a minute to write with the Vav, you have a minute to write out the Vav. But no one spent too much time in it because it didn't matter. But the big ones, the biggies.
The entire Torah.
So we'll talk about that. Yes. Yes. Did I put it over here? I put it on the next sheet. We'll talk about that next week. Yeah, in a perfect world, everyone has their own way of doing it. But the Menachas Chinuch Kashrus is, how can Klai Yisrael forget these? The answer is, they forgot that wasn't as important.
Don't we have the death control now? Yes. From the time of the
That's a question, if how reliable it is. So we had, that was Ezra's Sefer Torah. The reason why we mourn Ezra's death was because Ezra had the clearest and most important Sefer Torah. He had all the Vavs and all the Yuz and everything the way it's supposed to be. Now, comes out according to the Menachas Chinuch that what? That Avada, Sefer Torah, has the right way to be written. And if you, according to this Menachas Chinuch, he would totally argue the Noid Behuda. Right? The Oysam and Pashas Emma, that Vav should not be there.
We have a truth. Would pass all the
according to, according, no, that right. would not. According to everyone, that would be okay. Even according to Menachas Chinuch. Because those of you say Sefer Chaseiros, it's debatable. Right? His name is his name. Yeah, with the Vav, without a Vav, doesn't make it. We don't learn anything from it. Right, because now we can understand the Ramah. The Rama was talking about those types of these Ezel Zeris that don't make a difference. But if you have one, let's say, oh, some like the Noidi Behuda's case, Avada, would you have to get on the same time? That's right, right. So let's, for example, like say Sukkos. If you come across the word Sukkah and you see there's a Vav where it's not supposed to be there, then according to this, you would switch it. So we have a Yisoyistik Machloikis to the Mechaschinich and the Shagasayah. We'll see Belinda the next week. Now we're really over time. A Moiridika Shaila, Halacha Lamaisa. I'll just tell you the Shaila. You think about it over the week. A guy paid for the right to write the last letter of the Sefer Torah. Spent a lot of money to write the last slave because he wanted to get the credit for the Gemara Mitzvah. Beautiful. He spent, I think they say, 3,000 shekel. Fine. They start reading the Sefer Torah halfway, middle of it. They realize the Sefer Torah is possible. They got to fix it anyways. So does he still get credit? He wants his money back now. He wants a refund. Chosh Mishpat. I didn't get the last letter of the Sefer Torah.
What do you mean? They'll correct and then you did get it.
Is that the way you look at it? Yeah. Or do you see that letter was really the last letter of the Sefer Torah? I guess they're going to have to somehow. No, they got to fix that letter. They'll fix it. So Shiloh's, can the guy claim, I want my money back? So the row of time that it might be subjected to Machoike Shagasayim and Cheskana. Maybe. So we'll talk more about this between now the next week. We'll try to understand how our Sifrei Torah is supposed to look and what we're supposed to do.
Interesting to know how, I'm sold from everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi. Yeah, I don't think